This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Tune Tuesday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April the 30th, episode 647. Well, good morning, Horse World. As you know, it is Tune Tuesday, the day we bring you the music of the horse world as we highlight artists that are also horse people. Not all the songs are about horses, but the artists are certainly horse people. And today, we're going to throw in an added bonus for you. Seeing it is Kentucky Derby Week, we're going to throw in some songs about racing, and also we're going to take a look at little snippets of some of the most popular songs about racing that have been around over the last 100 years. Just a little bit of fun for you on this Kentucky Derby week. And to keep the theme of the week going, the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses this Saturday, we have the Wheel of Trivia tomorrow with hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. You just give us a call at 347-637-3238 at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday morning. Answer one trivia question, and this week they're going to be about the Kentucky Derby, and you have a chance to spin the wheel. Now, we make our questions pretty easy, and we need some new callers. We would love to hear some new voices and learn about some of our listeners. We know we have thousands of listeners and only dozens have called. So give us a call tomorrow. Don't be shy. Be brave. And we would love to get you on the air playing the Wheel of Trivia. Well, how could we start off a Tune Tuesday Kentucky Derby week without the classic My Old Kentucky Home, sung before every Kentucky Derby? Got a special treat for you here, though. I lived in Lexington, Kentucky for a number of years, so in honor of that, we have the UK Wildcat Marching Band singing My Old Kentucky Home. This will get you in the mood for Saturday and the Run for the Roses.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the time to be gay. The corn's off stripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The
My Old Kentucky Home, sung by the UK Marching Band, and it became the official state song of Kentucky on March 19, 1928 by an act of the Kentucky Legislature. My Old Kentucky Home is the official song of the Kentucky Derby, and they think it was played as early as 1930, and it was to accompany the post parade at that time. The University of Louisville Marching Band has played the song for all but a few years, 1936 and 1982. Churchill Downs honored Foster, the author of the song, who wrote it back in the 1800s by establishing the Stephen Foster Handicap. My Old Kentucky Home has been heard in many films, including The Little Colonel, Gone with the Wind, The Story of Seabiscuit, The Human Comedy, and the Bugs Bunny cartoon Southern Fried Rabbit. So now when you hear it played this Saturday at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby, you will know more than your friends about my old Kentucky home. Next up, we have another racing song. This song is called Courage in the Saddle. It's by a cowboy artist, Bren Hill, who we've had on the show here. And I think this is the first time I'm playing this one. So this one is about racing, called Courage in the Saddle.
Bobby Adair, listen to my tale. It ain't much of a story, so you better listen well. In southeast Oklahoma, when I was but a boy, I ran many a match race and I never wanted more. Believed that I could ride anything with hair. Then one California morning I found myself there at Los Alamitos Racecourse in 1962. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. You ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage in the saddle. Anna Dial was 10-1 in 64 on May the 9th. We were 25 large richer when she crossed the finish line. Night of races at Bay Meadows, 68-73. There never was a jockey who had won as much as me. We were back at Alamitos in May of 84. With thick fog down the straightaway, mud on the racetrack floor. John Critter on face in the crowd, turn left in front of me. And the bottom side of running hooves was all that I could see. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel. Courage in the saddle. My longing for the racetrack no surgery could replace. So as a 20-year-out rider, I'll finally retire from the course at Alamitos, the place I first caught fire. When the years have passed right through me, I'll never be the same. And the changing times in politics, Lord, we ought to be ashamed. For we're short of field and horses, Midwest jockeys, they're all through. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel.
That was Bren Hill with Courage in the Saddle. You can find all of his music at BrenHill.com. Well, one of the most popular racing songs through the last 150 years might surprise you a little bit. It was one called Stewball Was a Racehorse. It was popularized by Peter, Paul, and Mary back in the 1960s.
Oh, Stewball was a racehorse, and I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine.
This song was written about a horse that was foaled in 1741, originally owned by Francis II, Earl of Godolphin. And later he was sold. He won many races in England and was sent to Ireland. The Irish turf calendar states that he won 6 races worth £508 in 1752 when he was 11 years old, and he was a top running earner of that year in Ireland. His most famous race took place on the plains of Kildare, Ireland, which is generally the subject of the song by the same name. The early ballad about the event has Skewball belonging to Arthur Marvel or Mervyn. Based on the horse's name, Skewball was likely a skewbald horse. His name has been changed through the years to Skewball or Stewball, which is the Peter, Paul, and Mary version I just played there. So it has been changed to make it a little easier, I think. And it was very popular, actually, for Peter, Paul, and Mary back in the 60s, but it was also done and covered by the Weavers in the 50s and a British singer by the name of Lonnie Donegan and many cowboy balladeers and many others along the way. Well, right after this product of the week with Equestrian Collections, we are heading up to Horse Mountain with Casey Smith. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with her product of the week.
Well, it's that time of the year. Spring grasses are coming up. Our horses who might have insulin-resistant issues are wanting to get out with everybody else, and those of them who are maybe a little on the portly side, you need to be careful what they're eating. The product this week is the Cashel Grazing Muzzle Halter. The reason I picked this one to talk about is because this is the one I use. I like it because it's an entire halter. It does not attach to a pre-existing halter, so you can just easily put it on and off right there in the pasture. It also has a ring that down at the base of the chin where you would have a ring on any other halter. And so you can actually lead them around with this thing on, which I thought was really great. And the third thing is it doesn't fall in on itself. It's nice and stiff, but not too stiff. It's easy on the muzzles, but it's not too stiff. It won't fall in on them, so they can breathe a little bit easier. It's easy for them to drink out of. Mine drinks with it all the time. And it doesn't seem to bother them as much. And there's another thing you can do with this thing besides keeping them off the grass. If you have a procedure coming up and your horse is not allowed to eat, you can put this on and he can still drink water and walk around with his buddies, but he can't, you know, eat. So that's another thing to keep in mind. It's very adjustable, it's easy, and it really works. And I like the fact that they can drink out of it so easily.
That's right. Our horse Beaker is a fatty, and he's got his muzzle on already. The grass is getting green here in Florida, so he had his muzzle on yesterday. And you know what's funny is he was so excited to put it on because he knew he was going to be going out in the green grass.
Yes. I have the same thing with mine. I have one that has an IR issue. But when I bring the muzzle out to put them out, all the other horses come running nickering because they know when they see that muzzle that they're going to get to go out.
Yes, and these are not that expensive, $28 to $35. So, right.
Right, folks. They come in several different sizes. They come in horse and they have the small mini one too. So minis always have to have these things on.
Yes,
so
right.
There you go.
The Cashel Grazing Muzzle Halter. Just search for Cashel Grazing Muzzle when you go to equestriancollections.com and buy one today.
My love, and I wore his ring. summer wind. I knew he'd never be mine again. And I'm gonna climb up Horse Mountain. I'm gonna stay. Pick my bones. If I come or if I go, no one cares. Was a big mistake. Maybe death is my escape. I'm gonna climb a Horse Mountain. I'm gonna stay. Pick my bones. If you climb a Horse Mountain and see
that was an original song by Casey Smith called Horse Mountain. You can find all of her music at caseysmith.com. That's K-A-C-E-Y Smith.com. I do love her voice, and I think she is going places down there in Nashville. She's very young, 19, 20 years old, so she has a lot of time to get it together and to do very well in Nashville. And we'll hear another one of Casey's songs here very shortly. Well, next up on our racing hit parade was a song by the Rolling Stones. And you say, oh, which song did the Rolling Stones do that was about racing? Well, it was this one. You might say, well, I haven't heard that song in years, or I never heard that song. I didn't know that was a Rolling Stones song. Well, it was off the 1981 album Tattoo You. It was first written and recorded during the Some Girls session in Paris. It was released as the third single from Tattoo You, and the song became a radio hit in the United States, where it reached number 20 on the singles chart. The song was played heavily during the tours of 81 and 82, but has been played scarcely anywhere ever since. Was one of the political songs that the Rolling Stones did. It took a bleak outlook at English society at the time, where labor unrest was common and high taxes prevented a lot of growth. It parodies the English economy, lamenting an unemployed working-class Englishman who would rather bet on horses than try and marry into the upper class, the only way to get ahead in English society, as thought back then. And thus the line, "You know marrying money is a full-time job. I don't need the aggravation. I'm a lazy slob." So that was Hang Fire. Well, one of the most iconic pieces of music that has been used on videos about racing on YouTube, and probably the most used, is one that you're going to recognize here, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to play part of it for you. It's about 12 minutes long, the whole piece, but we'll play the part that is most commonly heard in association with horses. It's probably one of the most common ones for freestyle music for dressage, and also associated in cartoons for racing. So take a listen. Of course, that's the William Tell Overture. And if you're saying to yourself, oh, wait a minute, that is the Lone Ranger music. Well, that is correct. It was the theme music for the Lone Ranger in radio and the television show. The William Tell Overture was written for the opera William Tell by Gioacchino Rossini, premiered in 1829 and was the last of Rossini's 39 operas, after which he went into semi-retirement, although this one certainly became the most popular piece of music that he did. Speaking of the William Tell Overture, back in 1948, Spike Jones did his version of it. It peaked at number 6 on the charts and was included in the album Spike Jones is Murdering the Classics in 1971. It's been many greatest hits compilations as well. The most popular version of the Spike Jones one was done with Doodles Weaver. He was doing a commentary describing a horse race that is humorous. So take a listen. I'm sure you've never heard of this one, 90% of you.
It's a beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebum. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebum. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third, and Beetlebum. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebum. At the half, Stooge Hand's still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Soljak is fourth, and in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebum. Around a turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close, it'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner.
Beetlebum. Well, I guarantee you nobody else played that song on the radio anywhere in the entire world today. And they also did Doodles Weaver got together with the City Slickers in, I don't know, it was the 1970s or 60s. And they did a version of that called Indianapolis 500. And near the end of the race, you hear this horrific accident, all the sound effects of crashing cars, and every car in the race is demolished. And then at the very end, you hear a horse's whinny, and Weaver announces the winner, Beetlebum. So I was trying to find a copy of that to play a little bit, play the end for you, but I could not find it. So there you go. All the trivia you wanted to know about a William Tell Overture song by Spike Jonze that nobody's ever heard of. Well, as promised, we're heading back to Casey Smith with one of her songs that we haven't heard before called Alabama Boy.
Alabama boy, you are so fine. Where have you been all my life? Hey, Alabama boy, Alabama boy, with the blue eyes and the pretty smile, won't you look my way? Hey, Alabama boy, I met a young man in Louisiana, way down in New Orleans, but he said goodbye when I said was a fella from Arkansas, and he treated me so sweet. He tried so hard to win me over, but he couldn't sweep me off my feet. Alabama boy, you are so fine. Where have you been all my life? Hey. Alabama boy, with the blue eyes and the pretty smile, won't you look my way? Everybody knows my name. Where time feels like it's standing still and nothing's ever gonna change. You took my breath away when I met you that day. You were laying on the country charm. You shot me a grin and I knew right then you were gonna get my heart. Alabama boy, you are so fine. Where have you been all my life?
Glenda Geek here. You know, I get asked all the time by horse people, I want to build my own website. What service should I use? Well, there's only one service I recommend without hesitation, and that is Squarespace.com. If you're looking to build a website for your horse farm, training business, boarding stable, or personal rider page, or maybe even a blog, and you want to do it yourself and end up with a professional-looking website, then there's only one place to go, Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy with one of the simplest do-it-yourself interfaces available. You choose the theme you like, and then you just drag and drop the elements you want into that theme and start adding your pictures and content, and off you go. Plus, they give you 15 days to try it with no strings. They don't even ask for your credit card. If you sell things, they even have an e-commerce solution. Plus, your new website will integrate with Facebook and Twitter like a dream. I've been using this company for years and have recommended it to dozens of horse people. No matter what your skill level, Squarespace is for you. Give it a try for 15 days free by going to horseradionetwork.com and clicking on the Squarespace banner on the right side of the page. Horseradionetwork.com, click on the Squarespace banner on the right side of the page. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek. It is Tune Tuesday, and we are leaning heavily towards racing songs this week because of the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. We'd love for you to join us tomorrow morning for the Wheel of Trivia and a terrific show that we have planned for you, taking a look ahead at Badminton with Victoria of Horse and Country TV, and also thehorse.com with their health report, plus a little bit about the Kentucky Derby coming up. And of course, Friday, we'll be devoting mostly to the Kentucky Derby. Now a brand new one for Tune Tuesday with Jared Rogerson off of his brand new Dirt CD that you can find at his website at jaredrogerson.com, one called Take the Fall.
It started with a sly glance. That night ended in a slow dance. Oh my, had a little romance on my mind. But it's best to wait for things sometimes. She had a rocking body, for sure. Shook it on the dance floor, my lord. Moving like some honky-tonking queen. She might be the woman of my dreams. That little spitfire from down in Georgia had too much Jack in her Coca-Cola. Said, hey man, I really want to get to know ya. Well, anything you need, baby, I can show ya. Cause you got that easy, warm feeling, that ooh-la-la. And if love comes a-swinging, you know that I'm bound to take the fall. Take the fall. Glad I got her number that night, cause we've been having the time of our lives, holding down the country side by side. Thinking about that night when that little spitfire from down in Georgia had too much Jack in her Coca-Cola. Said, hey man, I really want to get to know ya. Well, anything you need, baby, I can show ya. Cause you got that easy warm feeling, that ooh-la-la. And if love comes a-swinging, you know that I'm bound to take the fall, take the fall. I love a simple country style, that easy country smile. I walk a country mile. Spitfire from down in Georgia, who had too much Jack in her Coca-Cola. Said, hey man, I really want to get to know ya. Anything you need, baby, I can show ya. Cause you got that easy, warm feeling, that ooh-la-la. And if love comes a-swinging, you know that I'm bound to take the fall. Take the fall. Take the fall. Ball.
Well, let's make this a two for Tuesday with another song off of his Dirt CD, Jared Rogerson, When Forever Is Today.
So hard to say goodbye, but I don't know why. I know where good horses go. I like to think of dying, though I live my life like I can fly in. I know where God's children go. When forever is today, we'll thank God for the pain and be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day and put it all in bottles and give it away. When forever is today, give you this ring and promise you everything. Your love is all you need to promise me. You saved my life, there is no doubt in my mind. Now I know exactly where I'll be. When forever is today, we'll thank God for the pain and be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day and put it all in bottles and give it away. When forever is you, heaven would be hell for me. And forever is today, we'll thank God for the pain and be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day, dance in circles like two little kids. When forever is today, when forever is today, when forever is today,
your two for Tuesday with Jared Rogerson off of his Dirt CD. Please do go over and buy a copy. We love Jared and we try and support him as much as we can. Well, there was another song that was done at Farm Aid in 1985, although he sang this long before that and actually made it a hit. And he has recently passed away in the last couple of days. His name was George Jones, one of the legends of country music. It's called The Race Is On. And this was a live, just a couple of seconds of a live version of it done at Farm Aid in 1985 by the legendary George Jones.
Well, the race is on, here comes right up the backstretch. Heart is going to the inside, my tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall.
Well, that was A Race Is On. It was written by Don Rollins and made a hit by George Jones. It was the first single released from his 1965 album of the same name, The Race Is On. It was released as a single in 1964, and it peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart and at number 96 on the Billboard Hot 100 in January of 1965. What you might not know, because it sounded a bit different when they did it, is the Grateful Dead covered that song in 1981 on the live album Reckoning. So we'll switch gears here a bit, and for all of you Marianne Kennedy lovers out there, we have one we haven't played in a long time, and I think you'll recognize it.
I'm a horse addict. I got a real big habit. I see what I want, I gotta have it. I'm a horse addict. Horse addict. I got a real big habit. I see what I want, I gotta have it. I'm a horse addict. Some of my friends, they only have just one. They're in recovery, but I'm having all the fun. I'm a horse addict. I got a real big habit. See what I want, I gotta have it. I'm a horse addict. I own one of every breed under the sun. Chestnuts, palominos, buckskins, tobianos, and overos, dapple grays, sorrel, flats, and manes. But see that mare over there, that canter is so rare. I'm a horse addict. I got a real big habit. I see what I want, I gotta have it. I'm a horse addict. Swing.
Horse Addict by Mary Ann Kennedy. Well, there's another song that was made popular by a group called The Band. Yes, it was just called The Band. And it was a racing song called Up on Cripple Creek and has been ranked as one of the top racing songs of the last decade.
Good luck had you strung me to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win and I bet on another to show.
Well, Up on Cripple Creek is the fifth song on the band's second album called The Band. It was released as a single in November of 1969 and reached number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's written by the band guitarist and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson with drummer Levon Helm singing the lead vocal. Well, the next one has nothing to do with racing. It's just Pretty as All Could Be by Tiffany DeRose. What You Do to Me.
Don't know how to let go. It's so
you do to me. I can't say goodbye. There's no way out of this. Trying to make the pieces fit. Lost track of time. Is it too late? Have we lost faith? It's probably the weight of loneliness. Trying to make sense of our innocence. It's so understandable.
You Do to Me by Tiffany De Rosé, and you can certainly tell in that song that she sings opera. You hear that coming out in What You Do to Me. You can find all of her music at tiffanyderosé.com. Well, from one pretty girl to another, off to Southern Florida to a horse girl by the name of Raquel Renner to one of Jamie's favorite of hers, Something Gets Broken.
Tequila guy mad enough to pick up a ball.
Sawdust on the heart. motion. It ain't a party till something gets broken. She shook him up and shattered his world.
The show about racing songs would not be complete if we didn't include A Legend in the Game by our for good friend Frankie Lovato.
Not a movie star of the big screen. Not a ball player from any big team. Was not a hero that fought in war. Not the kind of hero you've ever known before. And 38 was the year they'd come from coast to cheer. For this old horse would earn his fame. This is the story to his name. Legs weren't straight, his build was small. Someone doubt he'd make it at all. But time would tell him what we'd see. He'd make racing history. He gave us all that you could trust. He'd become the underdog for all of us. An American hero is what they claim. This is the story. Begin to start with every stride with all his heart. With his desire, he stood apart. The others were fading. In the roll of thunder from a cloud of dust, would arise the spirit in all of us. With all his might, we do we must. With the eyes he overcame.
Yeah, a legend in the game. He's a legend in the game. A legend in the game. Yeah. A legend in the game.
Thank you for joining us on this Tune Tuesday. I hope you learned something about some songs that you haven't thought about or cared about over the last decade or two about racing. And we'll be back, as I said, tomorrow here on Horses in the Morning. Don't forget to also try all of the other shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can listen to all of the shows at that website. We also have a master feed on iTunes. If you just search for Horse Radio Network, if you subscribe to that feed, it brings in all the shows from the Horse Radio Network, and then you can pick and choose what you want to listen to. That way you don't have to subscribe to them separately. And we want to hear from you. Don't be chicken. Give us a call tomorrow morning on the Wheel of Trivia. Give us a call at 905-347-637-3238. We'd love some new voices as well as love to hear some old friends tomorrow morning on the Wheel of Trivia. Well, I know I played it yesterday, but we cannot do an entire show about the songs of racing without playing one of our favorites, and that's Templeton Thompson's The Run for the Roses. And of course, The Run for the Roses is a song off the album The Innocent Age, which was written and recorded by Dan Fogelberg in 1981. It was released as a single the following year, and it peaked at number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100. And has since been used as the unofficial theme for the Kentucky Derby. And, I like Dan Fogelberg's, but I actually like Templeton Thompson's better. So what better way to play out today with Templeton Thompson's Run for the Roses?
Born in the valley and raised in the trees of western Kentucky, on wobbly knees, with mama beside you to help you along, you soon be a growing up strong. All the long lazy mornings and pastures of green, the sun on your withers and the wind in your mane could never prepare you for what lies ahead. The run for the roses so red, and it's run for the roses as fast as you can. Your fate is delayed, is the chance of a lifetime and a lifetime of chance. And it's high time you joined in the dance. It's high time you joined in the dance. From sire to sire, it's born in the blood. And it's training, and it's something unknown that drives you and carries you home. And it's run for the roses as fast as you can. Your fate is delivered, your moment's at hand. It's the chance of a lifetime.
so join in the dance. Oh yeah. And it's run for the roses as fast as you can. Your fate is delivered, your moment's at hand. It's the chance of a lifetime in a lifetime of chance. And it's high time you joined in the dance. It's high time.